This, as announced and on your agendas, is a strategy session. I'm Patrick Mulvaney. I chair the UK Food Group. As I said, I work for Practical Action. And I just wanted to provide a few points at the beginning to sort of frame our discussion, frame the presentations and the subsequent discussion. It's very timely in this crucially important year. I think in this year, 2012, we're going to see some kind of polarisation, a polarisation between what is necessary for a secure, healthy food system and what others want to be able to have greater profit from the food system, serving, as it were, the greed of industry. And there's going to be a greater polarisation between those two camps. We've got the Rio Plus 20 conference, FAO, Food and Agriculture Organization, UN, is holding its regional conferences. The CBD is holding a set of meetings this year. In fact, it has one at the moment in Newport Pagnell on geoengineering, which none of us have been invited to. Surprise. And the climate change conference as well will continue work around that. So in this session, what we're looking for are ideas about how we can take our agenda forward, and the three speakers will help in that, but I'd also invite you to put stuff on various post-it notes, and if we manage to get some places to put them on the wall or on a flip chart, we will do so, but certainly we'll gather them afterwards. So any comments and ideas you've got, if you want to comment later, email me. Emails up on the screen there, and all of this will be gathered and summarised on the websites, including the UK Food Group's website. We're looking for ways in which the more equitable and ecological food system can be furthered. And we're looking for ways in which a proposed UK Agroecology Alliance that can help serve the all-party parliamentary group on agroecology can flourish, develop and flourish during this year. But let's start 2012 with the good news. And the good news is that our food system, the more local, ecological food system, feeds 70% of the world. The other food system, which is trying to expand, is only feeding about 30% of the people of the world. They would wish to do more, and they're trying to use every possibility to do more. But our food system is currently feeding 70% of the people of the world, and is the expression of food sovereignty in practice. Second bit of good news is that food and agriculture is top political priority. Across the road earlier this week, heard about it. Colin Fudge's excellent article for this meeting, and indeed comment is free in The Guardian, describes how feeding people is easy. There's every possibility, and it's a top priority. And the third bit of good news is that our proposals are well expressed by the social movements of farmers, of fishers, of pastoralists, through their food sovereignty framework. Something that's been developed over the last 15 years. And that really enables us to embed any proposals in a secure framework that deals with all aspects, be it trade or the right to food or ecological management of resources for the production of food, or dealing with seeds or livestock breeds, whatever it may be, research. There is that framework, and it exists, and we can develop it and help that framework flourish. So that food sovereignty framework, developed by Via Campesina and others, expressed very ably and articulately in the Nielini Forum in 2007, just recently, last year, in Europe, in Austria, the European Forum for Food Sovereignty developed further plans of action. It'll come up strongly in the World Social Forum in Porto Alegre at the end of this month. That exists, and the polarity that I was describing will be one that seeks to populate that approach and challenge the other approach. And be very careful, because so desperate are those who would wish to have a food system that serves people's greed, that they are co-opting all our language, all our thoughts, and with terms like sustainable intensification, trying to put agroecology in a power as usual framework, not shifting, not changing the way in which agriculture is practiced and who controls the food system. So, Beddington Planet Under Pressure Conference in April, the end of March, the REAPUS 20 conference in June, all will be trying to co-opt our language and use it under terms like the green economy and so forth, to push for a system which is power as usual. Our job, I believe, is to look how we push and promote our food system, the dominant food system, the food system that is in the framework of food science. And watch out. The UK food footprint in food and agriculture is pretty massive. And you'll see in the Beddington report, and it'll be rehearsed in Planet Under Pressure, the intention that the food system of the world should pay us rent, because it'll use our technologies and our proprietary tools and inputs. There is intention that we extend our footprint ever more into the world's food system. And that must be resisted.